New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, what up, Clown Alley?
Hey, what's going on, Clown and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Clown and Ellie, you little bitch.
Clown and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa, sweet David Snake, did you see that?
Be the Clown and Ellie show.
Clown and Ellie, I just have one thing to say.
Let's get the show started. The show started. The show started.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ-FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The sonic pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Just after 7 o'clock. It's going to be another beauty outside. Inside, not so much. You don't believe us? You can see what's happening on YouTube right now. We are streaming there for all of your viewing pleasures and displeasures. And many people have regretted checking out the show for the very first time, Alley. There's a couple of people that say they finally went over to the YouTube because they wanted to see. I think yesterday you said your boobs were getting bigger already because of your pregnancy.
Everyone was like, I gotta see this for myself.
Yeah, that finally was the thing that convinced someone to check out the YouTube, and they instantly regretted it. So, Oh, that was Omar. Yeah. So watch.
Well, here they are, Omar. A jigga jigga jigga. A jigga jigga jigga. A jigga jigga.
Watch with warning, I guess, is what we say. But we are here live on K-Rock as well. If you need us, phones, text line 800-520-1067.
Watch with warning.
Warning.
I would say just be careful.
Discretion is advised.
Proceed with caution is what I'm saying. Because a lot of people saying that they enjoyed the show until they looked at it. And I could play some of these calls, Allie, but it's not going to make any of us feel good about ourselves.
Come on. I'm sure we can find a compliment hidden deep.
Not in this batch. Let's skip that batch. Hold on. I'll skip this batch as well. Eventually here, there's someone.
Not even an I love you guys, but you're freakish type of call.
There's a child that likes the show.
Hi, Klein and Allie. My parents sometimes let me hear your podcast, and I'm a big fan. I can't wait for your next one. Oh, and also, Klein, I can't believe you can't remember people's names that much. The next thing you're forgetting is your kids' names. That's a sick burn.
All right, I got sick burned by that kid.
What the hell? Sound effects, too?
Some kid burned me, and he audio sniper. He's already better than Jake is at making audio. I mean,
that's a sick burn.
Kids, that echo. Yeah.
Echo
you know what's really annoying is ever since we did that thing where you guys brought in coworkers and I failed at remembering who they were because I don't remember names very well.
You want to tell everybody the apology tour you went on?
I went on a slight tour to the people that were offended because a lot of them were, and I just said, hey.
A little bit of damage control.
Just want to let you know.
I really do know your name.
I always knew your name. I just sometimes can't come up with it in the moment. And the reality is
I have brain damage, you see.
And the guy that I called Red Splotchy Face Guy has now officially changed his email signature at work to Red Splotchy Face Guy. Which I feel bad about because he does have a legitimate title. I mean, the guy really worked hard. He's the chief something or other around here.
Look, you take for granted that we all bust each other's balls every day and we've developed this thick, scaly skin. And then when you just do a casual, hey, red flat splotchy face guy, you forget that other people don't get ridiculed on a daily basis.
But
and these words can hurt.
This guy has a pretty good sense of humor then.
Yeah, I agree. I actually have a lot of respect for him because he sent an email to someone unrelated and he just signed it instead of his name. Like where Allie has her signature, comedy and improv or whatever.
And
stupid
shenanigans.
Things. Shenanigans, right. Whatever stupid. This guy changed his name in all the emails he sends out to red splotchy face guy.
Right.
What's his name, Klein?
Red Splotch.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know his name. It's not important what his name is. The important thing is he's got a nickname now. Everyone knows. Everyone's born with a name. That means nothing. When you get a nickname, that's when you're cool.
Right.
Totally.
And if Red Splotchy Face Man has a kill list, you're at the top.
He is on my prediction for coworkers that may or may not have a kill list. That's all I'm saying. It's K-Rock. Good morning. K-Rock, we're your Klein Alley show a little bit later this morning to take care of the dad in your life, even if that is just you. We will give away a jumbo giant TCL TV and a mountain of meat.
The father of all giveaways.
Every day this week to get you ready for Father's Day on Sunday. 75-inch TCL QM7L TV, soundbar as well, and Vons Albertson Pavilion's gift card so you can buy all the meat you could possibly handle, a mountain of meat and a giant TV. And today, we were inspired by something that happened very recently in a petty claims court, Alley. We met a father that had a solution and for his daughter's cold hands because she claimed she was cold in the morning, even though it was May, I believe, when we had this conversation, or early June. And this is what we learned on our show.
I wear mittens. And it's hot.
Well, she's wearing mittens today?
My daughter complains that it's cold in the morning, so I bought her some mittens.
These are such guy solutions.
So she said she was cold, and so you sent her to school in mittens.
Gloves?
Yes.
So this is a dad-lution right here. This is the way that dads solve problems. Not necessarily the right way to solve them, but daughter said she was chilly in the morning, so he ordered her some mittens. And the mom said she goes to school looking like she's dressed like a freak.
Yeah, but this is the way that a lot of guys think. And this is the way that a lot of dads solve problems.
Right.
It's not necessarily the traditional way to solve something, but it gets the job done. And right. Only dads can solve problems right. This way.
Problem, girl's cold, solution, mittens. Now, meanwhile, a woman would rather we talk about why she's feeling cold. Right?
Would say, why don't you complain to any guy who will listen?
So, anyway, that is a dadlution at its finest. We will take some of the dadlutions, whatever your father has come up with over the years, to solve problems, even if they were not necessarily the right way to solve the problems.
Especially solving injury problems.
Oh, man. There's
any medical problems?
Home improvement, injury stuff, transport. There's a million different ways that dads have a way to solve issues. So we'll get to those stories later this morning. Chance for you to win your way, win this giant TV and a giant mountain of meat. Right now, though, if you want to win, take Ali's money. 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. You will learn a thing or two about what's happening in the world. And even better, Ali will be forced to pay you her actual money if you beat her. And all you got to do is compete by getting on the phones now at 800-520-1067. That is next. You may think the only thing happening in the world right now is World Cup related or the incredible price of the StockX? What was the
SpaceX? I actually bought some this morning.
Ali couldn't get in on it. She thought she was in on it. She was counting all of her riches only to realize that she never hit send. So
nope.
She has none of it. And it keeps going up, up, up. But there's other things happening in the world, believe it or not. Things that you may not be aware of. But if you do know more than Ali, who's putting together the next batch of ADD News right now, we pay the people, at least Ali does, with her actual money. If you want to win and you have no problem taking the money from a pregnant woman who may or may not have twins or triplets inside of her, we don't know. Now's a good time to be on the phone. And we say good morning to all of these contestants. But we will say good morning special to Brian in Irvine, who is waiting on the phone right now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, everybody. Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits to you. Five questions. Ali will leave the studio to everyone else that we didn't get to. Thank you for calling and attempting to get through. You'll have another chance tomorrow right around this time. Ali is leaving the K-Rock studios right now. Sandwich in hand. So early for a sandwich. Right. Let's go ahead and get into your round as soon as this begins. Answer these questions quickly, confidently, and accurately. Let's see how you would have done if you were not Brian on the phone right now.
Ali knows the news.
This person, currently incarcerated, will be released February 23rd of 2028, which is 4 months earlier than his initial release date. Who is it?
O.J. Simpson.
O.J., that would be interesting. We go to question number two. Spam has teamed up with this animated character that may or may not be one of the ingredients inside of a can of Spam.
I am going to go the Spam character, Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Dang it.
Go to question number three. This former Goonie was rushed to the hospital after having a mid-air emergency on a plane.
Chunk. Whoever played Chunk.
Chunk. One of those truffle shuffles at 30,000 feet. We go to question number four. The FBI claims that they disrupted a terror plot that was going to attack the UFC fight that took place at the White House. And there's a little details about what was going to happen, supposedly. What was the terror plot? What was going to supposedly happen at that UFC event before it was disrupted by the FBI?
I'm going to go with there was supposed to be a bomb somewhere nearby.
Bomb nearby. And we go to question number five. This power couple is back together just in time for Wimbledon. Which power couple will be back on the court playing together?
Oh, the Williams sisters.
The Williams sisters. All right, let's go ahead and score it at the end. Allie is re-entering the K-Rock studios in moments. And if you're trying to watch us now, apparently there's all sorts of technical issues on the stream. So maybe you're back to radio just listening to us, which is probably for the best. We go to question number one. Allie.
Yeah.
This person, currently incarcerated, will now be released February 23rd of 2028, 4 months earlier than their initial release date.
I believe that's your BFF, Diddy.
Not Diddy, great guy like Diddy. First of all, not my BFF, and that quote that Omar plays a lot is completely out of context.
Did he do his time? No, he didn't.
He's getting out early. Sadly, the contestant, Brian, thought it was O.J. Simpson. Hate to inform you that O.J. Simpson is dead. I don't know if you knew that, but he's no longer
He's been quote. Released early from life.
So we go to question number two right now. Allie's up 1-0. Spam has teamed up with this animated character that may or may not be one of the ingredients inside of Spam.
Oh. SpongeBob?
All right. Allie says SpongeBob. Good guess. He said Pooh Bear. Also interesting guess.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Correct answer, sadly, is Hello Kitty.
How is that possibly an ingredient in Spam?
You never know what's in there, Allie. It's a lot of mystery, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I would imagine there's probably a little Hello Kitty
in there.
A little
bit of cat? Yeah,
so,
sure.
So Hello Kitty seems like whenever anyone needs a collab, they just go with Hello Kitty because that's such a passionate fan base, those Hello Kitty fans.
They are obsessed. And it's been like decades. And they've done nothing.
I don't know.
Hasn't Hello Kitty just sat there for decades and just everyone just keeps buying it?
I was going on an airplane one time. I don't even remember which airline it was, but some of the planes were painted with Hello Kitty on them. I don't even know what the collaboration was. And there were all these people that were going to board the plane with me, and then they realized that we were not getting onto one of the Hello Kitty painted planes, and the people decided they didn't want to go on the plane.
What?
They wanted to, and I go, what's the matter? It's only on the outside of the plane.
Yeah, you can't even see it.
So,
I mean, why not decorate on the inside if it really matters?
And when I heard this group of, I felt like 20 women were like, put us on the whatever the next flight is that's going to be on the Hello Kitty plane.
Some Hello Kitty freaks are like hidden in plain sight too.
I know.
And you don't realize. Like my wife was even like, oh, my old Bad Bats Maru keychain. I missed it. And I'm like, what?
They should wear something to self-identify.
Yes.
Question number three. Allie's still up one. This former Goonie was rushed to the hospital after experiencing an in-flight medical emergency.
I don't know anything about the Goonies. What about the guy who's like, hey, hey you.
Oh, no. You really don't know anything about the Goonies. You're so close.
Is
hey
that him?
You
guys. Hey, guys. There that's right. Hey, you guys.
He guessed it was Chunk.
Isn't that him?
And that's what you're Allie's guessing. Who's
Sloth.
Allie?
Sloth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chunk, Sloth. Come on.
Allie's doppelganger. the correct answer, though, is Corey Feldman.
Oh, that's
Corey
right. I did
Feldman.
See that, yeah.
So I don't know if it was a medical emergency or he's just performing his music, but one way or another.
Oh, my God. We saw that live, and that was a
crazy
travesty.
Go to question four. Allie's still up one. The FBI claims that they disrupted a terrorism plot that was scheduled to hit the UFC event at the White House. What exactly were some of the details of this terror plot that they apparently disrupted?
I believe they were using drones to try and explode some stuff, some buildings.
Explosive drones was the plan that was shut down, supposedly. He guessed explosives nearby. So I'm going to give him the point on that, even though he said bombs, but whatever. You both get the point.
I feel like they easily could have been like, yeah, no, that was planned through the celebration, through Trump.
Good work.
Like, exploding drones seems like something they would have planned.
That seems to be where the future's headed, which is super freaky. I used to just be freaked out by the pervert that was trying to spy on me with this drone.
But imagine that, you know, because some of these fireworks shows are becoming drone shows. What if they did drone show and then all of them exploded?
Right.
Like fireworks.
Oh, great.
We got a question number five, and Allie is up one still. This power couple is back at it, just in time for Wimbledon. Back on the court together.
Yeah, that would be Serena and Venus Williams.
He said that as well, the Williams sisters. They didn't want to go back, but their father forced them to.
Still.
So they will be still. So they will be back on the court and playing together for Wimbledon. And sadly, Brian, you put in a decent effort, but Adley still bested you by one. And what must you shamefully admit over the airways of K-Rock?
My name is Brian from Irvine, and Allie knows the news.
This is Evanescence, and then later this morning we will give you a chance to see Evanescence, not once but twice. Once right here at the Kia Forum in July, and then again in Montreal, Canada. So listen to this so you're ready to go. I know you won't remember what I'm telling you now, but 9, noon, 3, and 6, those are your chances to win yourself some Evanescence today on K-Rock. So if you don't plan on sticking around and listening for everything we have to say between now and then, I hope you just set a reminder so that you can be in on that. 9, noon, 3, 6, K-Rock, Evanescence, once, maybe twice.
I've been really struggling because my appetite is beginning to change the more pregnant I get. And I usually am pretty healthy in the morning, as you've seen me eat my breakfast. Usually it's a combination of eggs, egg whites mixed with veggies. And, you know, then I've got some a banana, some carrots, things like that
whatever
that I snack
it is,
on.
Whatever it is you're snacking on stinks, usually. That's how we can tell that you're grazing. It's some sort of smell wafting through the studio and or the back
Sometimes
office.
I do want to nosh on a nice raw or gently cooked slice of broccoli.
And for those of you that are new to the show, the last time Allie was pregnant, which was a few years now, she had a milking room here at K-Rock, which
so
after,
I could milk cows and make cheese.
And after that milking room was no longer being used for her to lactate, it was a lactation cube or something, she turned it into her own egg room because her smelly eggs were ruining everyone's day, so she went in there.
That was my hard-boiled egg phase.
Yeah, it was a terrible phase.
Had a lot of different phases with eggs.
I like how Taylor Swift has these phases that are like her sexy
eras.
Yeah, her eras. This was Allie's egg eras. It was the worst era. Her
runny over easy era.
So people would go into that room, her pumping room, and that became her egg room. Mm-hmm. So she's got a long history of eating terribly smelly things.
I did successfully, I mean, I gained a lot of weight the first time I was pregnant. I gained 55 pounds, I believe, and then I lost it all. Took 2 years plus to lose it all again and kind of get my body back. I'm in a really good place, and I've already noticed over the past couple of weeks that the scale's starting to creep up a little bit.
That's
my
a good
appetite
sign.
Is, yeah, it is. Woo. To a degree. Great.
Show's gonna be funny again.
But
well,
I don't.
How much weight on average are you supposed to gain during pregnancy?
They don't really have a number necessarily.
Oh, they don't?
I think most people gain about 20 to 30 pounds.
But let me just.
And you gained 55?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, nice.
Cool.
And her son.
You gave
like,
no F's,
what,
did you?
What was he, 8 pounds at birth or something?
He was 8.7.
So let's
I
do
believe.
Some basic math here. Hold on. So carry the one, 8 pounds. So Allie, so that was eight, that takes care of 8 of it. And then the other 40 something was you. All you.
No. After I gave birth, I had still gained 55 pounds.
Oh, after he was, okay. So throw 8 on top of that.
I did not know that at all.
Oh, yeah. Omar, look at
that
the pictures.
That is crazy.
Some of it was bloating.
There's photographic evidence of it. It was crazy.
Some of the pictures I see from when he was first born, I was like, ah! God. Like,
Allie said that at the hospital.
I thought it was another person, but it was just my shoulder.
They gave her a room for two, and I said, oh, you had to deliver with another person. She goes, just for me. A room for two for just for me.
So I decided I don't want that to happen again, but I'm already noticing, like this morning I went to go make what I normally make for breakfast, and I was so disgusted by it. I was like, I don't want eggs. I don't want egg whites. All I want is carbs and cheese. I just want a grilled cheese sandwich. I just want cheese and crackers. I want all things carb and cheese because
right.
That's what's delicious and that's what feels good to eat. But I'm trying to resist because I know that that's my brain telling me, eat this, you dummy. My real Allie has to say, whoa, whoa, eat the banana instead.
No, that's not the real Allie. The real Allie's Fat Allie.
Fat Allie's the real Allie. Yeah,
the real Allie growing up had 3 bowls of cereal in the morning.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'm going to tell you, the first time I went out, the first time I met Allie ever, it was over a decade ago, I took her out, I said, let's get coffee. I thought we were getting regular cups of coffee, just a coffee place. They had an option at this coffee place that one of the cups was an edible cup. You could actually.
No way.
Yes, do you remember this, Allie? Because
yeah.
You ordered it.
Oh, and I ate it.
Yes. Allie.
I even drank it, I ate it.
I thought we were sitting down to have regular coffee and regular cup. And Allie goes.
I was like, anyway,
she goes, you know, she goes, you know, this cup you can eat. And she ate the whole cup. And I go, wow,
well,
that's
eating.
My girl.
Well, because
that's
I also,
my Fat Allie.
If I'm going to use everything, it's like I use the whole cow, I use the whole coffee.
Right. I didn't want to tell Allie this, but she actually did not have one of the edible cups, but she ate it anyway. Hold on the phone right now. I can't believe we're going to see her again. This is Fat Allie. This is the Allie that we used
to
know.
No, it's not.
Hello?
Hey, Allie. It's me. Long time. How you been?
No, I don't. Fat Allie, get out of here. You're not needed.
Can't wait to come back.
No.
I missed you. Hold on.
Oh, she's eating. Oh. There she goes. What is possibly going on there, Fat Allie?
I'm just eating my morning spoonful of mayonnaise.
No. That's not a spoonful of mayonnaise.
That's amazing.
This isn't a spoon. It's a ladle.
Look, stop.
A ladle of mayonnaise. Hey, Fat Allie, we miss you so much here at K-Rock. You used to be funny. You didn't care about anything.
You're not missed.
A great punchline.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun eating for four or five or whatever. It doesn't matter. Hold on, my Postmates is here.
No, why are you ordering Postmates? You're already eating. What could you possibly be ordering?
Jimmy.
Oh, she knows.
Yeah, I had two waffles, six eggs, two more waffles, and six more eggs.
That's so many eggs and waffles.
That's a huge order right there.
But I'm eating light today because I got to run later.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're staying active. That's important.
I mean, I got to run to Costco to get more snack-sized bags of chips.
Come on. Those aren't even snack-sized. They're massive.
Yeah, those are
bags.
Massive family-sized bags.
Okay, let's agree to disagree. Gotta go.
All right,
okay. I'm bulking.
Okay.
Yeah. See you soon, Allie. Fat out.
All right,
no,
fat
we
out.
Don't say fat
oh,
out.
Man, she sounds so much better than
she's so funny. I love Fat Allie. God, bring her back.
And you know what?
You were so missed.
It's not going to happen, all right? Got my banana here.
All right, yeah, good luck. You try that with a ladle full of mayonnaise. That's how you got to enjoy your banana.
Actually, that does sound pretty good.
We got to take a break, believe it or not. Allie's chair will not be the only thing that will be tested over the next few months.
Does anyone have any cheese?
Very exciting. We'll be right back. We've got your news to get to and much, much more. Already people saying replace Allie with Fat Allie when she leaves for maternity leave. I agree. Let's bring Fat Allie in here full time. We got to take a quick break. More show next. There's lots of reputable places you could be getting your news from. But you decided to get it from K-Rock this morning, so here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
One place we would not recommend for tourists coming to L.A. to visit would be the downtown area. I think we can agree it's not necessarily a go-to destination in L.A., whether you live here or not. There are still some good music venues down there, but now
there's good restaurants down. I mean,
there are.
There's a couple gyms downtown, but it's definitely not.
It's definitely a place you want to hang out, like outside on the street.
No.
At all.
No.
Unless you want to get mugged or jumped. I got jumped.
Or laid.
There.
Yeah. Oh, you got jumped down in downtown?
Oh, yeah. Right in front of the L.A. Mission, dude. Yeah, it was real bad.
Recently?
No. This is probably I was 18 years old.
Oh,
yeah, 17, okay. 18.
Probably deserved it.
I was doing some illegal activity, yeah. But I did not deserve it at all. No.
They're like, this guy's going to mug me. I might as well mug him first. Yeah.
Someone's beating up someone here.
Turf.
But, yeah. You know, it's funny. A lot of cities, a lot of the downtown is
the most vibrant part of the city,
that's
right?
All go to the downtown. People go like, oh, and you know, you see the downtown skyline of L.A., it's not necessarily, doesn't have the same wow factor as a lot of other cities. Because
but it has a charm to it looking from a distance, and then you visit and you're like, goo.
It has potential. There's potential there.
Well, apparently it is one of the deadest downtowns in the entire country.
Los Angeles is one of the most dead downtowns in the world. That is according to architecture firm Gensler's 2026 City Pulse report. Downtown L.A. was the 20th least vibrant city in the world and 11th most dead in the U.S. Downtown LA's vibrancy dropped when a bunch of businesses left after the pandemic. Of course, the remaining restaurants and shops are struggling with fewer visitors. They also said that perception that downtown LA is unsafe contributes to its deadness.
Yeah, but we spray painted that building.
Well, that's, I think, also why businesses don't want to move into that area, because if everyone's just tagging everything, they don't want to have a building, move everybody in there, and then just have it be destroyed. So they're like, why don't we just move it to another area where it's least likely to have a bunch of crime around the building?
The amount of tagging that went on that building in that short amount of time leads me to believe that the police don't give any Fs when it comes down to people doing that sort of stuff.
Well, it was like an organized effort because there were people that traveled from other countries just to tag that building.
Yeah. Which leads to my point. Can't you just stop it?
I don't think they had enough
people at once.
I think there were so many, and then they were. I think they did arrest some, but everyone was tagging, and then as soon as the cops showed up, they all scattered. It's like the
other priorities, you know.
Well, you would like to believe that that would be low on their list of priorities over anything else, but it seems like all the other things that you know we've needed them for, cars being stolen, breaking
there either.
Right, they're not doing that either. So where are the priorities happening?
Yeah, exactly. Tributes for Oliver Tree continued to pour in yesterday. This, you know, from many collaborators. Who all said he was a one-of-a-kind talent. His exes were even posting tributes, which really says a lot about you, I think, when your exes are saying nice things after you die. But in an interview he did a few weeks before he died, this is being shared everywhere. It is creepy to watch now because in this interview, he details his will. At, you know, he's guys in his early 30s talking about what's going to happen when he dies. And it is sad to hear this, but it's also kind of beautiful because he did have a very interesting plan.
When I die, I've set it up. My will is set up that when I pass, my family, no one's going to get a penny. If I have a wife or kids or anything, not getting a penny. I'll get my kids through college. All the money's going to go back to artists. So I've set up a foundation. It's called Dr. Oliver Tree's Art Grants for Baby Geniuses. And it's set up so that basically the interest generated from my music will take mostly that, but there's also room for other money because when I die, my art will continue to have residuals and probably be worth more than it is now. People will finally appreciate my stupid videos and my stupid songs. I have basically a committee that I've set up when I pass, and I plan to do it while I'm alive. Basically, everyone will vote on who the money goes to each year and a few different people, and it will be in the spirit of the Oliver Tree Project. Ooh.
Pretty incredible that, you know, now that he's gone, this is already set up. The fact that he already set up this foundation, you know, before he passed away is pretty incredible.
Part of that video is that I think he's dressed like Shrek.
Yeah, he is. He's like painted green while he's saying all this. He's like, someone's going to appreciate my videos.
he is an absolute weirdo, and I mean that in the best possible way.
Totally.
But as he's having this serious conversation about what will happen he is sitting there painted green and dressed like Shrek. In most of the videos that you see, he's wearing some sort of a getup or a costume or an ensemble or a ridiculous haircut. So he was an absolute one-of-one weirdo, and the world is
less fun
with that. We appreciate him. Not Miles.
Not
he
Miles,
yelled
at
me for playing his song twice yesterday, but... How could you do that? How could you do that?
Here was one of the stupidest things you've ever heard. Yes, the Knicks won the NBA championship after 53 years. It's an incredible accomplishment. But unfortunately, a lot of people are more interested in the fact that Taylor Swift not only attended a finals game, but attended a playoff game as well. They're so obsessed with it that they have purchased one of the seats she was in during the playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers auctioned off a courtside seat that Taylor Swift sat in for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and the chair sold for a final price of $7,000.
The physical seat?
The seat. They sold her chair.
I mean, is somebody going to sniff that, or what are they doing there?
Smart business move on their part, because these things, I'm sure, cost, you know, $50 to make or whatever, and they can just, anytime a celebrity sits down.
And it's just a folding chair, right?
No, well, so, yeah, depending on, I guess, if they're courtside. Yeah,
this is a courtside seat.
It's just a folding chair.
So those are even you can buy folding chairs at Costco for, I think, less than $20.
Yeah. And how do you verify that, though? Do you think that they knew? I mean, at the end of the game, there's just somebody coming in and collecting the folding chairs. They're not saving the one that Taylor Swift sat in and going, hold on, pull that one off to the side. Someone's got to sniff it and auction it off later.
You don't think that the Knicks could make an S ton of money right now if they just went through that whole celebrity row of theirs and said,
I saw somewhere where, who's Timothy Chalamet dating?
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner's seat is selling for like $1,700.
That seat that she sat in.
Right.
So these must be for chair sniffers.
What are we doing?
Because it's funny, no one's buying the
Do
Fat
think
Joe
creepy
chair.
Creepy old men, or is it women that are like, God, I'm obsessed?
Creepy old men.
Okay.
Creepy old men.
This is
the chair sniffing community, because why would they not buy the Ben Stiller seat or the you know, no one wants
his farts.
No one wants to smell Ben Stiller. But what
there's
you said,
one woman who's like, finally Ben Stiller's chair.
So I find that to be very strange.
Or is there one creepy old guy who's collecting the chairs of all these women?
Oh, perhaps.
This is my used chair room, and I'll just go through and I'll sniff and go down the run.
No, don't sit down.
Don't sit down. Please don't.
Those aren't for
sitting. That's Kylie Jenner's fart seats.
They're for sniffing. He brings company over. There's not enough seats at the table. They're like, you have a room full of chairs, sir.
There's a bunch of folding chairs here. Don't touch those.
Don't touch those for sniffing.
I paid $7,000 for that chair.
Oh, man. We are weird.
Yep, that's good, though.
It's good for some.
It makes money for some people.
Yeah. Get into a brand new hour of the show right now, and I believe it will be the greatest hour of your life. Here we go.